We read in Psalm 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me out and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts long before. Thou art about my path and about my bed, and art acquainted with all my ways. For lo, there is not a word in my tongue, but thou, O Lord, knowest it altogether. Thou hast set me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. David declares, such knowledge is too wonderful. I can hardly attain unto it. God knows me far better than I will ever know myself, and there is no place in all of creation I can run to that God is not already there awaiting me. God made us for himself. His love is profoundly personal and particular toward each one of us. Yet God's particular love can only be fully known and understood through our common life together in the mystical body of Christ, the church. We are not created by God as islands unto ourselves, but we have been created by God to be engrafted by faith into his mystical body, the church. It is our life in the church whereby we come to know God more deeply as individuals. We are members of one body. Each of us fits into Christ's body, the church, as God has willed and designed. Our individuality is fit together for his purposes. It is our common life in God's holy church that shapes and strengthens each of our individual relationships with the Blessed Holy Trinity. Beginning with our baptism, when we are incorporated into his body, Holy Mother Church, infused with the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. It is by our confirmation that we become full participants in Christ's body and blood, living out the fullness of our common life together through our Eucharistic worship and common prayer under the authority and leadership of our presiding Bishop Chad and our rector, Father Sean, who by God's grace is leading and guiding us in our common life as this particular parish, All Saints Anglican Church in Charlottesville, Virginia. Paul wrote to the Hebrews saying, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Our common life of worship and prayer is further strengthened by the time we spend together, whether it's at Agape, coffee hour, work days, youth group, young adults and college students, boys shooting baskets in the parking lot, serving on the altar or flower guilds, Bible studies, retreats, gathering in each other's homes. Our life in the body of Christ, Holy Mother Church, is where we find ourselves and discover who we are individually, made in his likeness and image. We have been made to be engrafted in the body of Christ. Let us engage in that ministry with all the joy and hope and love God can pour into our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.